So I have a question for you. As a web designer, exactly what do you think your job is? You probably think that it's to build websites, but actually, that's only a part of your responsibilities. Imagine for a moment that you go to a restaurant and the food is incredible, but the service is horrendous. The waiter ignores you and got irritable every time he had to answer one of your questions. Would you go away from that restaurant happy? You see, going to a restaurant is not just about the food. The service you receive is a key component in the experience. And the same is true when hiring a web designer. It goes without saying that the client expects an incredible website, but they also want good service too. A good waiter is on hand to answer your questions and make your visit a more pleasurable experience. They're communicating with you to ensure that they know exactly what it is that you want and to update you on the progress of your order. We need to do the same thing as web designers, and yet most of us put very little consideration into how we communicate with our clients. Getting client communication right is a tricky business. Too often we expect the client to fit in with our way of doing things rather than us adapting to their needs. We tell them that we're going to be managing the project using an app like Trello or Basecamp, and the client's expected to learn this system and adapt their thinking to suit our tool. But the problem is not just limited to the tools we use. Mentality when communicating with clients is important too. Too often, client communication is more about ass covering than it is about providing a good service. We present the client with intimidating documentation and lists of tasks, and we do this because we fear criticism if things go wrong. Unfortunately, this is the complete opposite of how we should be working with our clients. And I think there are three secrets to good client communication. These are, first of all, make it familiar. However we choose to work with our clients, we must ensure that it doesn't have a steep learning curve for them. They have to feel comfortable and familiar with whatever we're doing. Second, make it flexible. Too often the tools we force our clients to use mean that they have to adapt their own mental model. We shouldn't expect the clients to fit in with our way of working. Instead, we need to adapt to them and their requirements. Third, make it friendly. Communication with clients should have a personal touch. It shouldn't just be about formal documentation, specifications, and task lists. It should be like chatting with a colleague at work. Of course, finding a tool that will do all of this and ensure that the project goes well is a pretty tall order. So I just want to spend a moment looking at the options that are available. Now, let's set aside for a moment by far the best communication tool, which is speaking to the client face to face. Unfortunately, this is rarely an option for the entire duration of a project. So what does that leave us with? Well, there are three types of tools that are available for communicating with clients and managing projects. The first and probably most familiar is email. Email's got a bad reputation within the tech community. We see it as limited, out of date, and so full of spam that it's almost useless to us. The problem is that the rest of the world doesn't see email like this. For the majority of people, they still see it as their primary communication tool. Admittedly, it's not the most efficient method, despite many attempts to reinvent it, but it is a tool with which the client is familiar, and so it fulfills one of our three criteria for good client communications. Then there's tools like Trello or Basecamp. These project management applications exist in to bring order and structure to our projects. And there's no doubt they do this very well and are the preferred choice for most digital project managers. They're excellent project management tools, don't get me wrong. But that's not the same as being a good client communication tool. In fact, they fail to meet any of our criteria for good client communications. They present a steep learning curve for many clients. They force the client to adapt their mental model to fit in with the way the software works. And worse still, they reinforce a formal project management structure, a structure that undermines the more friendly and personal elements of good client communication. Fortunately, this friendly and personal element is an area that our third category of application excels in. The new generation of chat applications such as Slack are great for friendly team collaboration. They're also flexible, allowing people to work in the same natural manner they would do if they were working side by side. But their downside is that they're so flexible, you can lose tasks, files, and those key decisions in the stream of the discussion. Also, like Basecamp or Trello, they ask the client to create an account and they have to remember to log in throughout the duration of the project. So really, there's no one type of application that solves the problem of client communication, and the result of that is often very chaotic. Communication happens across many applications, and as a result, tasks, files, and key decisions fall between the gaps. You are going, yeah, where did I see that? Was it in email? Was it in Basecamp? Was it in Slack? It can all get very confusing. Surely, there is a better way. Now, this problem has been in the front and centre of my mind recently as I've been working with a company called Fleep. Fleep endeavours to solve the client communication problem, but it doesn't fit nicely into the three categories I've outlined in this video. In fact, in some ways, it reminds me very much of how Steve Jobs first announced the iPhone. When he took the stage, he explained that Apple were releasing three products that day: a phone, a new iPod, and an internet communication device. As we now know, it turned out those were three products in one. And Fleep feels like that to me. At first glance, Fleep looks much like Slack. It could be mistaken for yet another chat application, but it has some interesting features that I believe puts it in a class of its own and makes it a very interesting communication tool. Firstly, it integrates closely with email. In fact, the client doesn't need to register to use Fleep and could choose not to open the application at all through the entire project. They could continue to use email while you manage the project through Fleep. Second, Fleep will soon include many of the features of project management applications like Basecamp. For example, it's possible to pin key decisions so that they're not lost in the flow of conversation. And you can also convert a conversation into an actionable task with the click of a link. The whole idea of the application is to turn those casual workplace conversations into manageable projects. Now, is Fleep the perfect project management and communication tool? Well, probably not, at least not yet. But it is an interesting step towards better communication with our clients, and one that I think is worth checking out. What I am sure of is that client communication is a vital area that's often overlooked. There is a desperate need to improve the way we work, and I look forward to seeing what Fleep and other similar applications are going to do in the future, and whether that can help us solve this crucial issue.